welcome back to ASM Sakai. Today we're going to be talking about our favorite winter anime, Kingdom, episode 11 or 12, season 5?
11, I think.
I don't know, it's one of them. It's 11, 12, doesn't matter. Last week we saw probably one of the craziest episodes where you see Koikai and Shin just basically bombard the camp and hold a knife against Kanki. And where we left off was where Shin gave this incredible speech. And the suspense of the questions we have, will they know about Kenshi? How is this going to stop? What's going to happen? Everything, blah, blah, blah. So without further ado, let's give it up to the master of 6.5, Amy.
And like always, your man was correct that Kanki had no idea that Kenshi was dead.
Hold on. That's not what he said.
It was in their eyes. Everyone said, even Kanki's eyes were shown.
He's right. I'm going to let him have this one.
Come on. Our argument, by the way, at least I said, and you guys can go back. I said, we know that he doesn't know officially that he's dead.
But no, it was me. It's more so me. I said Kanki knew it.
And Mordecai agreed too. Yes, I did.
I kind of agree, but my point that I did, though, I did repeat. I said I want to be clear though. He does not specifically know, but something did change, and he changed his strategy at that point.
So, I said from the beginning that he has no idea that Kenshi is dead.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And
your man is correct again, like always, again.
You're so getting carried away.
People need to get on this anime, man. Like, people don't know what they're missing
out. My wife is watching now. She's, I think, on episode 6.
She's going to have to wait until episode 40 and 50 before the epicness begins, because before that, it's just CGI disaster, right?
No. It's the whole beginning. No, you're talking about the animation.
Yeah, that's not what drew me in.
The animation never drew me into Kingdom. It was the story.
But the animation did turn people off.
Oh, it does get better. Season two animation.
I mean, season two and all is just fine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think they were testing like the 3D thing. I think.
If I remember correctly. Yeah, it looked very like a computer.
It was weird. Yeah.
This episode was a little bit different. There was no fighting in this episode, but what a fucking episode, man! What a fucking peak episode! It shows you the kind of general Zen want to be. And it shows you why his people want to follow him. Like, even his vice captain, bro, they were willing to lay it down. I think they were willing to die. They were completely okay with, like, killing Kanki and his people. They didn't give a fuck.
Kanki is, that dude is pure crazy.
You guys haven't seen shit with
burning the villages, but he was wasting time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The man is a fucking... He's a maniac. He knew that everything is done. The people are dead. But what we got out of it was the resolve and the ethics and morals are fucking people have, like Fei Yunnan, right? Like, this is what they want to be. He wants to be a general. He wants that pinnacle where you don't loot people, you don't rape, you don't kill civilians. And no matter what, that's the kind of general he's going to be. Why? Because him and his best friend... One who died.
I really love that he brought him back, and he's like, I still haven't lost my morals. He still haven't lost his ways. And when he said about when he found food the first time when he was hungry and he ate it, he enjoyed it. But when he was greedy and he ate it, he hated it.
He fucking hated it. And the best thing is the vice captain understands everything, right? Like, they don't even have to talk. They have their connection. He was willing to fucking rip his throat out, bro. Like, Kanki would have been there. I don't think Kanki could have survived that. He might be a great general, whatever the fuck he is. Bro, you gotta
smart. Because the boy, because she didn't think about that big-ass dude.
Yeah, the big guy. Who nobody? The NPC.
Yeah, big
guy. Nah, they care about it.
He's an NPC. Everyone except for Shin, Ten, and the vice captain.
No, it's the whole squad.
You might have like levels of NPC, like low, medium, and high.
Yeah, but you if you look at anything, it's the squad believes in him endlessly. Yeah.
I love that whole they're talking the camp, but they have the standing surrounding us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, that's like the respect they have for him, man. Like it's they don't fight for treasure, they don't fight for glory, they're fighting for fucking Shin, and they believe in him, which is fucking amazing. What a fucking heartfelt episode. Kingdom is a must watch. People need to get on this fucking anime. I keep repeating myself, and we'll continue repeating ourselves until people get on this shit. It is by far one of the best animes out there
of all time.
Of all time,
of all time. Hands down. I think in the greatest anime of all time conversation, easily there. It is easily. It has earned the spot because I don't know if you guys paid attention. Maybe Moto has. I definitely don't think Amy did. But in the beginning, there was music happening right before Wei Ping comes. Right before he comes, there's this music playing. I love the type of music they use for every single moment because they were using this very dark but heartfelt emotional music. He comes and they play the same level until the betrayal happens. So when the betrayal is happening and you see why Shin is doing this, the whole music is just like merging with the whole scene that's happening. I thought it was so well done. Whoever
I noticed
I think you're the music guy, to be honest with you.
You're
definitely the music guy.
I feel like it does make scenes better.
Without a doubt.
Of course, 100%.
I don't pay attention
to it like you do.
I'm not educated. Like, I don't understand. Like, even though I just don't get the. I just know it feels good. That sounds great. Like, Frieden has amazing music that goes with it.
Like, when Ultra Instinct happened, when drums of in One Piece, when the drums of what is it called?
Liberation
happened. No, we feel it. The music is always there. When it's epic, we definitely feel it.
Except
right?
Gear 5 was
and ding, 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 in One Piece.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Why do you bring that up?
PTSD is right.
Let's get back. Let's get back. You see him truly hurt when one of his people took a small bracelet, right? Like it had no value. But you see him hurt, and his guy was asking the same thing. They're like, it's a fucking small bracelet. I've been with you through teeth and skin. I've been with you through everything, right? My brother died protecting you. I want to be next to you. And because of a fucking bracelet, you just kicked me out of the fucking thing. And you keep beating the shit out of me. Right?
But he understood it. He understood that shit.
He understood at the end. And that's what a captain is supposed to be. He stood there. He cried with him. And he told him, like, you know, we are not like other people. We have to be above. We have to be better. And that's the kind of general I want to be. The general that kids look up to, you know, and which is what's epic about Fae Unit, because I believe all the other generals are doing what they need to do to win. But not our boy, right? Not our vice captain.
He also said, he goes, I could become a great general going the fucking barbarians?
The Conky's group, whatever.
Yeah, what's it called? Yeah, Hue
Army, whatever.
Whatever, Hue Army. So he's like, I love the line he said, I could become a great one, but he's like, that won't feel good. He goes, my dream, I have it. Piao. I'm like, that's the one I want to do it. And it's that was my favorite part. The fact that it brought us back to the beginning, why we love this show. And also the fact that we got to see him when he was just a mere 300-man squad commander. Like,
I don't remember from the 5-man squad, right? Like,
but you know what, my thing is, like, it's been such a like 5 seasons, man. We've seen him go from
wooden sword goes to his fucking friend's sword, because
I like nostalgia like this, not like One Piece does every 5 minutes.
It held value. And we love it. We absolutely love it.
It connects to his dreams, right? Like, which we don't get to really talk much about. But yeah,
I think it's a great moment. Food, I think that food analogy was so spot on.
The hunger,
you feel it more, especially we all enjoy food. But him going, me eating out of greed, it did not taste good.
He said the first time it was necessity.
But the second time he wasn't hungry. That's greed.
The second time he wasn't hungry. He just felt like eating it because he thinks he could. He thought he could take.
It was greedy.
I don't think it was even greed. I think he just felt he could take it.
Well, looting is greed. People loot and steal from greed.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I think the episode was a solid 9, which is... Bro, 9 is fucking high. Come on.
Bro, remember that one time he gave it like a 7.5 for a great episode? No. Next week is going to be a 10.
Shit, Bay Unit is stuck on this side and this side and this side. Oh, God, how are they going to get the fuck out of here?
If anybody can decode how he rates it, please let us know.
Nine is solid, bro.
That's the thing I just don't get. Like, the way you talk about it and the score is
like,
I thought you were going to say 10.
Ten would be like the Quincy one. You know, was like such a solid moment.
Yeah, it's not a 10. And I'm not gonna say it's a 10.
But he did. Look at my back.
I'm gonna say 10.
No, you know 10. I found that look at my back whenever you feel down. That moment, I get this. This episode was beyond solid. Like it was fucking amazing. I loved it. I'm giving it a 9.
I don't know. Like the idea of Shin's dream and the vision, and he's like. It's not simply just, you know, becoming the great general, but there is, you know...
Following moral and ethics.
Moral ethics part to it. Yeah. Then announcing it and then seeing his whole...
Believing in him.
Standing around the tent, listening and just crying, and this is why we fight for you. I thought, like, the symbolism right there was just so beautiful. Amazing. Like, it's 10 out of 10 for me. Like, it's one of my favorite. Like, it's really, really up there for me in terms of, like, moments.
Yeah. This episode was like a Vinland Saga episode.
Not even close.
Season 2 is one of the finest animes I've ever seen. A boy turning into a man. Okay, I don't think you missed the whole point of Vinland Saga. That's a completely different farmer. Debate.
Let's go farming.
It's not farming. He was a slave.
And
here we have a fucking farmer becoming a man. Come on, don't compare Vinland.
Okay,
let's not do too much Vinland.
Let's get back.
I mean, like.
So okay,
I want to interrupt a little bit, like, because there's so many stories where you, like, you know, you get stronger and becoming a man kind of story. So, like, for me, like, the whole that comment
Shin also is a different kind of man, so I got to give him respect in that category.
Yeah, exactly. So I know.
To what fucking Vinland is good?
Kidding me? Yeah, you know what? That's a different.
Don't compare Kingdom to.
Finn has one line that has forever changed my life, and I go by it, and I love that line and how he did it. It just, like, that's when I understood him. Until that line, I never understood him, and when he said that line, I was just like, this is who he was supposed to... Thorfinn. Son of Thor's?
Yeah, son of Thor's.
You mean the guy who was a warrior and became a farmer? That guy?
No, bro. You're getting it wrong. His dad is the strongest warrior of all time. You know what? All right. So Kingdom, for me, in the beginning when this happening, I myself was such in a mood where I'm just like, I need Kanki to be dead or somebody or this squad need to die. When this whole thing happened, it took me for a curveball. I was like, fuck, man. I didn't want it to go this route where Shin got embarrassed that his own person humiliated him. Like, what he was standing for, his boy did the complete opposite. And it's just like, oh, look at it. You're talking shit, but your people don't follow it. Like, what kind of leader you are? So I'm like, fuck, man. Now my boy Shin is humiliated. I'm like, I don't like that. But then how the pacing went and how you see the emotion, I cannot give it a 10. And this is not because... Listen. We have seen some 10s, but this is like a good 9.5 episode. It's a good A.
9 is good, bro. Like, come on. I gave it a 9. He gave it a 9. You gave it a 10. But also keep in mind, they planned to give him that fucking bracelet from the beginning when they saw that this guy is like... No, yes, yeah, no, no, no. When they saw the guy was
planted. Yeah, yeah, I feel like that was planted.
That was planted. Yeah,
I feel like it's just a coincidence.
No, it wasn't Conky. It wasn't Conky. It was Conky's men. They saw the way
Nagi? Nagi?
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
He did say, Nagi did say, I sent him here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is Nagi a good guy or a bad guy? I don't know, because Shin would have died, but at the same time,
he follows, what's his face? Conky. He follows him. That's his dude.
I think he just hit Conky. That's about it. But I think
he likes Shin. I think he likes Shin and he likes the squad, but he's still like, you know who he reminds me of? Remember the Chancellor and his dude that actually was a good guy?
He was working for the...
That he reminds me kind of him.
He was working for that fucking... What is it called?
The general. Yeah, whatever.
The advisor?
Sofu or something?
Yeah, something like that. The bad guy from the last one.
The Chancellor.
The rich ass guy.
Yeah, the Chancellor.
The super rich merchant.
But overall, solid episode. What a fucking good show, man.
I think this is the best season yet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the best seasons.
Like, are we getting a second part? Or what's the situation now?
I hope
it doesn't end next week.
But I think it is supposed to, right? It's supposed to take 12 episodes and then takes a little hiatus and then comes back.
As long as it comes back quickly, I'm okay.
I think we have always got like over 20 episodes of Kingdom.
Yeah, 26, 27 episodes, yes.
Most of the time I complain about part one and part two. But Kingdom had given us so many back-to-back fucking epic episodes.
It's possible to name a bad episode of Kingdom.
I mean, my lowest was 7.5, which is like fucking...
7.5? Well, you gave a 10.
It didn't make sense. You were complimenting the whole time, and you gave a 7. I was like, what?
There are things that I like, which I really like. There are things that I don't like, which is... Oh, they were
trapped. I thought you were going to rate this episode lower.
What was that?
I thought you were going to rate this episode lower. I'm surprised, actually.
Bro. Like, no fighting, nothing, but what a fucking moment. But that's it for me. I think 9 is good enough.
We're all in agreement with that. So there you have it. Again, Kingdom, please. I don't think we emphasize it enough. It is literally our favorite anime. In so many terms, it is one of the greatest animes. Top 3, easily follow all of us. Yep. It's
what? Top 3?
Top 3. Hands down, top 3.
Top 3 followers, yeah.
For me, it's top 3.
Yeah. Full Metal Attack and this. That's it. What else is going to beat this right now? I can't name anything right now. It's just, I think Kingdom has earned it. It was already in a top 5 conversation.
Yeah, One Piece, Dragon Ball, and Kingdom for me.
I
guess I can't really argue it, so probably not. Because Hunter is never going to offend.
That's what you're waiting for. Yeah, you're waiting for Hunter. I know. I know why you're not trying to say it, but Hunter respectfully hasn't earned it.
He hasn't.
And the Chimera arc is not going to carry it. Anyways, make sure you like and subscribe. Check out Kingdom. We'll be back later with another episode. So, peace out.
Peace.
Wow, Hunter. Thank you.